It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being suspended from your job.
Cool.
You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you wish to call in tonight, the number 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by the returning Pip Ewings.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Hey.
And Joe will be here, in about a half an hour or so.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a full gang. It's been a long time.
A long time.
Pip is unencumbered by concerts and health tonight. So she's here with us. Joe, I have not seen in a while, but we've been arguing on Facebook, so I anticipate some piss and vinegar, from Mr. Curry.
Fisticuffs.
I hope not.
No, I hope not.
So it should be a spirited show. Much to talk about. On the show tonight, what things are better left unsaid? Oh, no, we're not doing that. Fuck that. We'll do that another week.
None of that.
Are better left unsaid? Shit that you crossed off the show. That's much better left unsaid.
Blame your editor. Oh, that's you.
Trump's abundance of negative press.
Yes.
Can talk about that.
Yikes.
See the reasoning behind that. See if it's true, not true. It's all perception, really. Mm-hmm. Jemele Hill of ESPN got suspended. We'll talk about that. We talked about her, about a month ago when she called the president a racist and a bigot. And she said some other things that got her suspended. So we'll delve into that.
Oopsie.
We're a little bit late, but we've been off for a few weeks. Should we keep celebrating Columbus Day?
Oh, yeah.
And we have not done this in a long time. We have taken our sabbatical, but she's back, baby. Ann Jackson.
Yeah, baby.
back in the hizzy. So we'll bring that hot mess to you.
Well, you know, it's like I'm here, so you're doing my stories.
We're doing your stories. Speaking of hot messes.
Yeah.
Ms. Helix, what have you been up to?
Oh, my God. Well, I guess that our listeners might remember that I was complaining that I had torn my rotator cuff.
Gardening injury. Full contact gardening. Pip Helix will not let a dandelion rest.
No. Ah, but you know what? They won.
Yeah, well, they're strong.
They won that dandelion time.
Those ones that are yellow that you can't blow.
Well, yes.
No, you can't blow
You
them.
Can't blow
They will
the
not be blown.
Ones. No, they will not. And they will not be completely dug up either.
Apparently not.
No, not according to my yard, no. But, just to refresh your memories, I was out gardening in my front yard and tripped over nothing. And I don't know.
I'll tell you what, that nothing can be a real son of a bitch.
I'm telling you. Well, that's the name of one of the wee people that lives in my front yard, because nothing stuck out his little foot and went, ha ha. And I went flying forward and landed on my front, my front paws. Oh, my God. On my hands.
And landed on your head, apparently.
Yeah, I must have dinged my head. They didn't notice that. I landed right smack on this slab of concrete right in front of the stoop. And then apparently after much doctor talk and MRIs, yada, yada, torn rotator cuff, and I elected to have surgery.
And we did not know if you were going to be making it back for the playoffs, but you're ready to go for game five.
You know what?
Joe Girardi's putting you in for CeCe.
There's only so many hours you can sit on the DL, and then you finally have to just get in the game.
You gotta come back. We're hoping to get a full third of an inning out of you.
I had to get this done because I knew that it was hurting and it wasn't going to get any better, not even
not
with
at
physical
our
therapy.
Not
no,
at our, no.
No, it doesn't just mend.
No, nothing mends at our age.
No, no.
Although I'm a mender. I just don't mend as quickly.
Right.
I am a mender. I play through the pain.
You? Oh my God, you do.
I might have had a torn rotator cuff at some point. I'm not kidding.
No, and well,
I probably didn't though, because I have regained my strength. Probably separated shoulders. I think I've played with like two separated shoulders at the same time.
You've done all kinds of things to yourself, and you just well. I mean, I did take a page out of your playbook, and
which is not a good book.
No, and that day that I hurt myself, I just said, you know, suck it up, walk it off, and yeah. I kept gardening.
And you should.
And
those weeds
day,
aren't going to remove themselves.
No, and there's so many more of their brethren that have come up since.
That mulch isn't going to put itself down.
No, it doesn't. And I really, really understand the meaning of pain the next day.
You do understand it's fucking ridiculous that you had a major gardening injury. You do understand the absurd. It's like right up there with going into the doctor's office covered in cat piss. I mean, the...
Doesn't everybody?
Or some of your ass antics. I mean, this is right up there.
Oh, we have some of that, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I did not know. I mean, this is right up there in your top five of really.
Well, I think, wasn't it on Spinal Tap that the drummer died from a bizarre gardening accident?
You are our drummer.
I'm the Spinal Tap drummer. Yeah, so I went and had the surgery, and right now Davin is looking at my lovely black sling.
That's a good-looking sling.
I find it
makes your arm seem a lot thinner
yes,
than it was, because it's black.
Svelte.
Yes, it's a svelte arm.
It's good for me.
It should.
And,
it's right across her right boob. It's good stuff.
Yeah, you know.
She's not wearing a top, ladies and gentlemen. Her right nipple is covered by the strap of the sling.
Yeah, well, and the left is just free ball.
Akimbo.
Yeah.
Out of Kimbo.
Kimbo. Actually, this is as close as I get to free ball and to work because I had to buy a special bra for this whole incident.
So you have one bra?
I have two bras,
that's a funky fucking bra.
No, I washed it.
Yeah, you're not washing a bra every day. You're not dedicated.
But
you've walked into a doctor's office covered in cat piss.
Well, this is true, but wait, before we get to that point, people don't wash their bras every day.
They should. It's your underwear.
I know. Well,
you get boob sweat. How could you not?
I know, but it's like
you probably get boob cheese. I don't know.
Boob cheese? You know? Sort of. If it's really
hot and it's been warm.
Yeah.
And you're just fucking laying in your gravy? You're a pig.
Laying in your gravy.
Wash yourself and wash your boobs and your bra.
Well, I am a veal, according to this show. And so
not according to the show.
Just life?
Yes, according to your lifestyle. You lead the veal lifestyle. And I'm not saying it's a bad lifestyle.
It's certainly grown on me since surgery.
Well, yeah, but that's you're not really supposed to do a lot after surgery. But washing the bra, yeah, you got to do that.
Oh, no, I do, but it's like
I've... regularly.
Double worn.
Oh, you can't double wear a bra.
You do.
You know. You do. You're a pig.
I'm not the only one who does that.
You're all pigs and animals. Do you double wear panties?
No.
Well, what's the fucking difference?
Well, no, that's like, an open... area. I almost said like an open sewer. I backed off on
you
that.
You said it.
That's
not
right.
No, but I mean,
it's like being under a runny nose.
Do you double
wear
socks?
No.
Then
I know.
All right, you made my point.
You have you've made the point.
All right. Do you double wear a t-shirt?
Yeah. Actually, in the chat, Miss Glad is saying, try quintupleware. See, I'm not the only
woman.
What
the fuck is wrong with you animals?
I'm not the only woman who wears a bra more than once.
Now, let's say you think you might get some. Does this change the bra washing strategy? Is it like, I'm going to be off limits so I don't give...
You're wearing the fresh, matchy top and bottom outfit.
So this is just... So
a matching
set. An unwashed
set.
Bra is just saying, you know what? I'm not going to get any.
Yeah, well, it's... No, it's...
Dude, would you go out to a club in an unwashed bra?
I'm sure I have double worn.
Fucking
and...
animal. And you do it because us men are desperate pigs and we'll fuck anything.
Absolutely.
We're just happy to be... And I've told stories how I've been with women that were not so fresh. So, but I couldn't.
Well, you take care of the underneath. It's just that you double wear a bra.
Listen, the boobs, and you're well endowed.
Well, I thank you.
Yeah,
sir.
So there's a lot more undercarriage. Listen, if you're...
There's more... pencil holding ability now than there used to be.
Listen, if you're an A-minus cup, I get it.
Right.
Yeah, a bra is just to amuse yourself, to make you think you have boobs. I get it. But
if
you
thank you.
But if you're a woman that's a B or better.
Yeah.
There's undercarriage. There's underarm.
Yeah, you know, but, I mean, you do wash them out, but you don't wash them every day.
Yeah, but no, you need to, you fucking filthy animal. You really need to. A little pride. A little respect. And I understand you're injured.
Yes.
And you're not feeling it. But that's when Mr. Helix has to step up. You need, or you get more bras. Something has to get. You just can't be walking around in your fucking undercarriage gravy. It's fucking nasty.
Well, I do clean myself.
But you, still, are you not showering every day?
No, I shower every day.
So you're going to shower yourself and put on a dirty bra, you fucking animal.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Does that even sound like a smart strategy?
No, it doesn't, right. But it's what we do.
No, it's what you do, you fucking animal.
No, oh, God, no. You're
all disgusting. This is why we go gay. We'd rather deal with a man's ass than deal with sweaty undercarriage. This is what it is. This is why we do it. For hygiene purposes.
Is that why?
We stick our face in another man's ass for hygiene over dealing with your sweaty undercarriage boobs. You force us into it, ladies.
I'm sure that's why.
I'm pretty much convinced.
Well, as the gay maker, I am not, and I am not surprised. Exactly, it's been my bras this whole time.
It has been. It's not your personality.
Thank you. You solve all my problems.
I do. I'm like your therapist with half the qualifications.
But thank you. I did hear you mention it's not your personality. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
No, I am not.
It's your hygiene. Or lack thereof.
Wait a minute. Thank you and no thank you?
I mean, listen,
thank you and fuck you?
Yeah, I mean, well, fine. They usually go hand in hand. I mean, as a man, I mean, you wouldn't want to... A guy's not changing his tighty-whities or his body. You'd be fucking disgusted.
Yeah, well, yeah, but there's a difference.
There's no difference. It's sweat. It's friction.
Well...
Your boobs are not stationary. They're mobile animals.
There's more stuff going on in men and women's panties.
Absolutely.
Than what's going on the bra.
I understand
please.
That, but it's not...
I have never left skid marks on a bra, okay?
I don't judge if you have.
It's impossible, but you know
sweat.
What I mean?
You sweat. Plus, you women, you fucking put shit in there. You put your phones in there.
I've seen people do that.
You put a sandwich in there.
No! Only if it needs warming.
I mean, so it's a...
How are you supposed to melt the cheese otherwise?
It's a utilitarian part of your body. And then that phone's been out. It's been in other people's hands, in your hands. You're touching things. You're touching bathrooms and everything. Then you're sticking it in your bra. Now your boobs are dirty. They got fucking women's room all over. And you're not washing? It's disgusting. I don't even want to let you in the den when you're like this. This disturbs me. And I've overlooked a lot of disgusting things with both you and Joe.
This is true. I'm not even going to try to say no.
So you know what? We have some money from the sponsors. We will buy you some fucking bras. Or detergent. One or the other.
Well, you know, it's not a detergent issue. Joe's girl says her phone is never in her bra. Thank you very much. Davin said hi before.
Well, I don't have your phone number, so this doesn't affect me, Joe's girl. It's not like I'm calling you. Where's your phone right now?
Yeah, I've seen people do that, but I've never done that.
I mean, it's just a use of your body.
Yeah, I know. It's just
I guess you could put it up the hookah, too, I guess.
But I wouldn't really feel comfortable putting my bra under my armpit, no matter how close.
Your boobs are so big, you could put a payphone in between.
They are not.
You have big boobs.
No, I am completely challenged by people I see around me. No, this is nothing.
Who are you seeing around you?
Well,
you're bigger than a D.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
I'm not.
Really?
Really?
You're a D.
C+.
That's still big.
But not as big as like a lot of other people. This is not tremendous.
Let's put it this way. It's big enough to wash regularly. Let's leave it there.
Okay, noted.
Yeah.
But I didn't even get to what kind I have. This is like the
kind
most...
Kind of boobs?
No.
Are they long? I don't know.
No, I'm not going there.
One point's left, one point's right. We can tell.
Marty Feldman looks...
Marty Feldman.
Yeah, you don't know who Marty Feldman is. Oh, youngster.
I think he's a guy who went to my synagogue when I was a kid.
No. Could have been. But no, he was a famous comedic actor in Young Frankenstein.
Okay.
He's Igor.
Okay.
Do you remember Young Frankenstein?
I'm sure I saw it.
Maybe okay.
No,
all right.
Know,
well, anyway, his eyeballs pointed east and west.
But I'm sure you had a point before I distracted you.
I did. This bra is the reason I bought them is they're after surgery bras, but it's because they close in the front.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to reach behind.
Because I can't. I absolutely can't right now.
You know, it's always puzzling for a guy when the point of access has been switched from what you're expecting.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's happened to me in my younger days.
Right. You're trying to open something from the back and nothing's there.
Here's how bad I was with this shit. I would lift a cup up and the boob would be underneath. I don't got time for this.
Oh, my God. You're just like, pull it up.
Yeah, because I want to get to it.
Right.
And I you know what? If I'm spending 5 minutes, I look like an asshole. No, I'd rather look like I don't give a shit than I look like an asshole.
Well, you know what? I have to say that one thing, and Mr. Hillix would completely acknowledge this. He's not good at the whole unhooking process.
We're not, because we don't have practice.
No.
It's like why a lot of you women are not good at hand jobs. You don't have the access to it all the time.
Right. It's not the same thing. Yeah.
That's why we're better off for jerk. It's much quicker when we jerk off than when you give us a hand job.
Absolutely.
Sure, we have more access. It's the same thing with bras.
Well, and also because of the speed and technique and everything, you're feeling it, so you know what you want, and
right.
We're like kind of second guessing. Like, does it seem like he's enjoying it that way? You know,
right.
It's like, you know. So it's like
it's the same. Yeah, yeah.
You know that how like you're looking for visual clues. How's this going? You know.
Well. If he hasn't fucking completed, it could be going better.
True.
Write that down.
Maybe
that might be what we call this segment.
Okay. Hasn't fucking.
Well, I don't think we need to put fucking in there.
If he hasn't completed, it could be going better.
Yeah. Got to make it, you know, eye-catching for the people that listen on the podcast version of this.
Let me tell you, one of my Wynwood friends, one of the things that she, like, went mental over, and when I told her that we do this show, she looked at it on her phone, and the titles of the segments, she was giggling her ass off.
Did she fucking listen to the show?
I don't know if she eventually did listen.
No, she just fucking scrolls through the titles, and she's like, that's enough.
And went, ha! I said, oh, God, you're a creep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But you never know who's going to be the creep in the title.
No, you don't. No. You don't know which one of us is the creepiest at that moment.
Exactly. We've all been in the title barrel.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, all right. So you got to get surgery bras.
Yeah, well.
Which I imagine are not at Vicky's.
No, not at all. Well, I just wanted. They're sort of just like vests, like a tank, like a shorty tank top.
Sure.
But with.
Like a sports bra type thing.
Yeah, like a sports bra.
Okay.
And all the buckles are in the front.
All the buckles. It's chastity boots.
get in there and stay in there, girls. But. It's so unsupportive that I feel like I'm free balling it all over the office.
It's like
know?
Being in a bad relationship. You're just not getting the support you need.
Yes.
All right. So there's no underwire.
No.
So you usually have support because you got C pluses. You need that otherwise.
Well, I don't use underwire. It's just that I buy supportive bras. Like they're
you know
constructed
what we
better.
We should build you a big, beautiful bra wall. To hold up the boobs.
Really, to hold them up. It's really just. It's disconcerting because I'm moving slower.
Yeah, I mean,
just
it's
so that everything isn't wobbling.
It's the same thing like if a guy is used to wearing tighty whities and then I guess he like changes to boxers.
Yes,
it's until you get used to it.
You know what? I think that's a good analogy. I'm not sure, but I'm.
Well, when you grow a set, you'll know.
I've grown a set on this show, but it is very much helpful because I can't find Mr. Helix every time. It's like, okay, it's time for me to get ready for work. Oh, you're in the shower. God damn it. You know,
no, yeah, right. No, you need it to be as easy as possible. Now, do they make Velcro?
I don't know if they do, but I'd be really afraid that those suckers would pull apart.
No, you know what? That might have to be something we invent.
Yeah,
that would be good.
A Velcro bra.
Just Velcro bras in general.
Yeah.
Like, we can make this shit lacy. Now, I get it. It's not a sexy noise, but I'll tell you what. That noise is much sexier than a guy fucking around for 5 minutes trying to figure this shit out. Every guy knows how to use Velcro. We don't know if it's a hook, it's a snap, is it front?
Actually, you're really smart because
I know. Thank you. It's been a while since I've heard that. I appreciate you coming in.
Well, because I haven't been around.
Exactly.
But if you had Velcro on the front, that way you could pull it as tight as you want and make amazing cleavage.
Yes. We should invent this.
We should invent this.
Okay, we will.
All right.
Don't steal it, you fucking creeps listening to the show.
Are you kidding? They're all writing this stuff down as fast as they can.
It's fucking gold.
No, that would be great.
We should do that.
It takes me off that in larger sizes, they don't make push-up bras because they expect that every girl who is a plus size has got this tremendous rack. Not so.
Let's be honest. If you're too fitty.
Yeah.
And you got an A cup.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
You,
you better give some tremendous head. I mean, really. Let's be honest.
Come on now. Your boob size is not your only worth.
Too fitty.
Yeah.
Too fitty.
All right.
A cup. This is not the ideal. This is not what we conceptualize as natural beauty.
Well, it's certainly not the standard.
I'm not saying you're not a worthwhile person. You have to be an amazing person.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to
but
be.
But I'm just saying, if you want to take it to the next level, get a zucchini and practice. I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
We all have things. Listen,
yes.
If you have a short dick, if you have a micro penis, as we've discussed on the show,
yes, we have.
You got to work on your tongue game. We all have our
crosses to bear.
That's all I'm saying. It's not like I'm picking on women. I'm not trying to be misogynistic.
You're not.
But we're an honest show.
I know we are.
So if you're too fitty with an A cup, either invest,
right,
or work on your head.
But
I'm just saying.
But one of the things that is annoying is that if you are a larger girl, they assume that you have this huge rack and they don't have, like, padded push-up.
Well, because breasts are, there's a lot of fat glands in there.
I know, but it's like not everybody comes with, like, a tremendous rack just because they're heavy. That's not where all of it settles on a lot of women.
The worst is, like, these girls that, like, you know, they're bigger girls,
mm-hmm,
and they have big boobs and then they go on a diet. And it all comes off their tits.
It's gone. Well, I tell you.
Like, it's like they can't get it off their tummy or their ass or their legs where they really want to do it. But it comes. I feel so bad for those girls.
I'm just going to warn you now. First three places I lose weight. Face, fingers, boobs.
Fingers.
Like, I really need. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but the face is good because that face is good.
Face is good. Fingers, it's not like they're little sausages
yeah,
now, you know.
Fingers
like,
can
that's
be down
unnecessary.
On the list. That's like fucking ankles. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Is that what we're working on?
Oh, no. If you have tree trunk ankles, you notice.
Do I have tree trunk ankles?
You? No. Okay. No. No. And but
I don't even know what tree trunk ankles are.
Well, you know, people say cankles. I hate word,
okay.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When your calf goes straight into your foot.
You know what? Yeah.
I've seen people have that,
you know,
and it's
what?
Like it's an unfortunate
but
thing.
But chances are, if you have really fat ankles, there's a lot of other fat, too. You never. You don't really see, like, a girl who's, like, really thin with fucking tree trunk ankles.
Actually, yeah.
But you know what? Again, out of all the things, an ankle.
It's like, this is not the part.
Now, listen.
You want it to come, well, most now, people want it to come off of your stomach. You want it, maybe we want it to come off of your butt.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't want the, you know, a muffin top, love handles, whatever. But it's
listen,
like, really?
My
fingers?
I've been working out, and, you know, I'm the only one who goes to fucking Italy and comes back weighing less. But I've been working.
I saw one of your pictures, and I was like, you know what? It really shows.
What does?
That you've been losing weight.
Oh, thank you. I still felt like a fat fucking a bunch of them. We'll talk about that. I want to talk about that.
I want to hear about your trip.
We'll get there. I don't even remember what I was going to say. Oh yeah. So like, and I'm like, the workout program we do just has like a shitload of squats and everything. So it's like, I'm losing weight in my fucking ass. I mean, I had a big ass before, but that wasn't really a trouble area. I got spots where I want to lose weight. My ass was not high up on the list.
I would think that the squats would be building up all kinds of glutes and you'd get
big
ass.
It's just burning. Cause
it's melting the any fat away.
Yeah, it's all fucking, I got a muscular ass.
Come here, turn around.
But like,
let me see that
like
thing.
In my mind, in the problem areas, the ass was not it.
No.
You know, I wanted to lose some weight in the tummy.
Yeah.
I wanted to lose. Fucking slow down with the ingredients.
No. I'm sorry. I don't mean you, but I mean, like, that's the place. Everybody wants to lose
the
tummy.
Yeah, I
want to
lose some weight in the tummy. I want to lose some weight in the face. Because I see some of these pictures of myself from, like, a year ago. It's like, ugh, I ate me. And, you know, and when you're, like, a little overweight, you go, oh, well, it's just a bad angle. No, it's not a bad angle. It's not the camera's fault. Like, I saw the picture. I saw, because there was pictures they took for when they were here for American Greed.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't even post it. I saw, you saw me on American Greed.
I was like, what? I mean, I didn't notice. But then I was like, oh, my God, look at this picture. It's not what you look like now. You know?
Well, I saw me on American Greed.
He said, oh, well, I had a rude comeuppance this weekend because I went to a wedding and, you know, this picture's being taken from all kinds of angles. And I was like, ah!
Yeah, we're all vain. We all have our thing. All right. So you can't run to Mr. Helix for the bra all the time, obviously.
Right, right. So it's like you have to have it, the front closure thing. But then...
And you're too big where you can't free boob it.
Oh, no.
You're too big for that.
Not at the work. I'd scare children.
No,
that's,
but again,
it's rude.
If you're an A,
Yeah, you can get away with it, but
sometimes, as long as it's not chilly in your office, you're okay.
Right, and right. Well, that's another thing. This does not have the coverage that my normal bra does. And I went to the bathroom, I looked in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, hello, it's chilly in the office.
Hello,
Jesus!
Hello,
oh,
nipples.
Jesus. Yes, hello. Let's etch the mirror.
Oh, we're excited to be here. What shall we be doing in the office today? Hello, boss.
Yes, we're going to be saying hi to everybody, apparently.
Let's go to the water cooler and see what the other girls are chatting about.
Oh, God, they're talking about how your nipples are like etching glass. I was like, oh, my God. But
yeah, it makes it rough because you're not feeling great. And now you're self-conscious.
Yeah, so I just like...
You're in a bad way.
I curled up in a little ball under my desk and I filed. I'm like, what am I going to do? Ugh, it was hard going back to work.
I imagine so.
And, you know, early, because everybody's like, you're going back after 2 weeks, but that's the time I had.
Yeah, I mean, it gets to the point, there's only so, if you can manage the pain, there's only so much you can do at home.
Yeah, well...
You might as well at least be at work... Where you can distract yourself.
Well,
as you probably know now, daytime television is awful.
Oh, awful, yeah, awful. I mean, but I was sitting there, you know, taking pain meds and nodding off like Keith Richards. They could have, you know, put a test screen in front of me. I would have watched it.
When I was in college, like, I was suffering from mono when I went back too soon. And I'd fall asleep in class.
Yeah.
I mean, and teachers frown upon that.
They do.
they think it's a reflection of their work.
And it doesn't matter, you know.
Nobody gives a shit what you're dealing with.
No, they don't care.
It's what you're presenting to them.
Right. I mean,
so if you're nodding off, it's like, oh, you're not happy to be at your job? It's like, they don't give a shit. Oh, I'm on pain meds. You know, it's taking all the strength I have to get my ass here and try to they don't care.
No. I mean, I can't say that they've been brutal. In my last job, they were kind of just like, what, you're not completely up to speed? It's like, look, I just had a major organ worked on.
Listen,
you want to give me a break?
Even today, you know, there was some question whether you were coming in. I'm like, no, get your fucking ass here. Enough.
I know.
Enough.
I know. You're like, no, come up here. Yeah. I don't care.
Essentially.
Whip yourself into shape.
Because that bonus week was lost when you sprung on us. Oh, I'm going to a concert the week I'm going to be on medical.
I know.
Like, yeah, you know, get your ass here.
Yeah, no, that was like challenging. I, you know, sitting in the car and like every bump, I'm like, oh.
No, but that you went to a concert afterwards, but I'm saying you missed the week before you had your surgery here because you went to another concert.
Yes.
That's why I'm saying, well, you didn't. You lost that extra week of recovery. You
know? Oh, I see what you mean. It's like, no, you're done.
No, yeah, you need to get your ass here.
We're done waiting for you. Exactly. And you wanted the rest of me to come with.
Well, whatever.
Not just my ass.
I'll take it all.
That's what I've heard.
Yes, well.
So tell me about your trip.
Oh, so that's it?
Yeah. All well, right. You know, I mean, it
but
is.
But you're good. You're feeling better. It's a process.
It hurts today, but physical therapy's kicking my ass. It's a process.
When does the sling come off?
I have to ask them about that. They're like, "Yeah, you're not ready."
Are you doing the? It's hard. Physical therapy's hard.
Yeah,
it is. I imagine.
And I have home exercises to do and stuff.
You know, when I hurt my leg one of the times, they want to be doing home exercises. And I did that for about a day. I'm like, I don't like this. And that was the end of that. But you know me. I'll just like fucking.
I know.
But my tolerance for pain is less than it used to be then, too. So now it's like, maybe drugs. But but I don't like drugs either. So I just suffer.
I have, even though it's not always pleasant, I have to do the exercises.
Yeah, you have to. It's so important.
Well, what was really difficult is I am driving. I'm driving Mr. Helix's car because I can't shift.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but weird things happen. Like, I got a lot more mobility. I just don't have strength. And I can't really stick my arm straight out to the side very well.
Honestly, here's the deal, just from seeing what others have gone through. Mm. These are the most important weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, you really have to attack it.
Yep.
And let's be honest, we're not like professional athletes who are in great shape beforehand and have the best care. But you have to attack it, like, you have to keep pushing, because if you don't, it will always linger and be a problem.
Yeah.
After a major surgery, you're setting yourself up for the rest of your life.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, it's hard.
So I'm going 3 times a week.
That's
I'm doing
good.
My home exercises.
That's good.
But I realized, like, you know, I still have the sling on, because you start getting cocky and try to do things that you can't do, try to lift something, and it's like,
patience.
No.
You lose patience with yourself.
Yes.
You have your own time frame in your head when you should be doing something.
Yeah. I mean, I realize that I have a ways to go, but I'm driving. I'm not supposed to be, but I found that I can drive okay. Long distance, my arm starts getting tired and starts aching a bit. But it's like I can drive back and forth to work okay in an automatic. But I had to fill up with gas, and I was trying to hand the guy the card over to the passenger side window, and I guess he thought I was playing with him because I'm going in slow motion because that's as fast as I can reach my arm out. No, I had it off because I have to take it off to drive.
Okay.
So I had it off and I'm like going in slow motion handing him the card because that's as fast as I can move
it. You should have been like, dude, you're on drugs.
It's like, dude. It was funny.
All right. So I just came back from Italy.
I know.
Now, the wife did research before we went to Italy and was very concerned about pickpockets.
Okay.
Apparently, they're very big in Rome.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard.
Here's how I figured. I'm like, I walk in New York City all the time, and I'm very prideful of our area. And I like to think New York City has the best petty criminals in the world.
Don't we?
I like to think so. So I'm like, well, I could walk around in New York City. Fuck these people in Rome.
Come on. Every time you see desnudas, don't you think, I'm going to lose something in this crowd?
So she said American tourists are targeted the most.
Okay.
The pickpockets can judge us because of baggy jeans and clothes and big graphics on our shirts.
Okay.
So basically my wardrobe.
Yeah. Yes.
They
in other words, dress like Davin.
It's pretty much what I have like sports teams and I have concert shirts and I don't really wear tight pants.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I haven't really worn really tight pants since high school. When I was a 27 waist, and my pants were so tight, you could see where my fucking nuts were. I don't know who the hell lets me out of the house like that.
Oh my god! Yeah, that's, I'm sorry, that's TMI.
But you got to remember,
for the eyes.
You got to remember, I was the fat kid, so now it was very exciting to be a 27 waist.
Yeah,
but seriously, someone has to go listen. And my mom bought me the pants. I wasn't buying the pants myself.
Right.
You know,
right.
It was like,
well, she was buying you the nutcrackers? What the hell was she thinking?
Yeah, like, I distinctly remember my ball on my thigh.
So does everybody else who saw you.
Exactly. Like,
that is etched in their eyeballs, in their frames.
Who the fuck lets a human being out of the house like that?
I don't know. But, well, that's like the yellow stretchy pants lady.
Yeah, and I rode my bicycle. So, yeah, I mean, I don't wear baggy anymore. I mean, I don't wear tight anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
there comes a certain look. As soon as you're a dad, you should not be able to see your nuts and everything outlined.
No. I think once you're a dad, everybody should see your nuts. Like, this shit works. Behold.
Well, they get the message.
Pay your respects. Pay no attention to the offspring. Look at what made the
much respect.
Exactly. Get on your knees and suck.
Oh my god! I almost. Spit out my tea.
No, wrong reaction. You swallow. Behold.
Behold.
Exactly. That's what it should be.
Oh, God. I was not expecting that.
No, you should have.
I know.
Also, Italian men don't wear shorts.
Oh, right.
You knew all this.
Yeah, and they don't wear baseball hats because we're the only idiots who play baseball except for, like, you know, Central and South, you know, Central America and... Japanese.
And Japan.
Yeah.
And Israel and Australia.
Yeah, but not in Europe.
They have baseball teams. They have an Italian team.
They do? Baseball?
Yeah, well, for the Olympics they did. I mean, I don't know if they played all the time.
I didn't know.
So this is the first trip I ever had to go fashion clothes shopping for.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Before I could go.
Yeah.
I have to go clothes shopping.
Yeah.
Is this a normal thing?
Yes.
It's not for me.
Well, it is. I mean, if you think that you're going to an island, you're going to... I mean...
No.
Americans...
No.
Like,
I have the same shit I always have. If you look at pictures through all the vacations through the years, it's usually the same shit I'm wearing. Cartoon characters, Yankees t-shirts, Jets jerseys, bands. It's the same shit.
Right.
Except for when I work. You know, when I work, I'll wear something else.
Right. But no, there's certain... I mean, there's not everybody... I remember this one particular vacation that my brother was going on with his then fiance, and she decided to dress him for the vacation. Oh, boy. This was really bad. He was like, I saw the vacation pictures, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
You're a sailor boy.
Like, what? Who dressed you?
The same person who's going to give him head on the trip.
Yeah, so he wore whatever she wanted.
Yes,
I know.
Yes, exactly. So here's the thing. I bought several shirts. I bought them tighter than I normally wear them.
Okay, yeah.
Like, this shirt, you know, is a baggy type shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you saw any of the pictures I've posted. Most of the shirts, they're a lot tighter than normal.
It seemed like across the chest it was a little bit more snug than you usually do. But yeah. I didn't like microscopically pick apart what you were wearing.
Thank God I'd been working out.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
otherwise I'd just be a globe rolling across Italy.
Like this, it would be the first time they've seen that. No. Oh, there goes an American.
No, because listen, they have fat Italians, not as many. Most of them are in good shape. But even the fat Italians, they wear their shirt really tight.
Really?
Yes, they don't wear the back. We try to hide the fat.
Yeah, we do.
We try, you know, we keep
them. Well, we try to, like, you know, like, you know, dress up the better parts of ourselves, you know? And
we treat our bodies like a car cover. You just throw a tarp or a car over the car so you don't fucking see the jalopy underneath. That's what we do. It's always been my strategy.
Oh, yes, mine as well.
But if I don't want to get pickpocketed, I got to wear tight shit. And I didn't know it. Thank God, like I said, I'd been working out.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a physical specimen. I'm not saying that at all.
But you didn't feel like, oh, I can't possibly wear a tight shirt because it would be embarrassing.
No, I didn't say that either.
Oh.
But I just thought it wasn't as embarrassing as it would have been.
Right, right. Okay.
You know, I'm looking through the picture. Look at this fat fuck. What is wrong with you?
Oh, no.
But then there's a couple good pictures. Oh, that's a good fucking angle. Somebody used the shadowing properly. So, you know, there's all this in the head. Now they wear, in Italy, they have, like, where the jeans are, like, tapered to the calf.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Like skinny jeans.
Is that, yeah, I guess that's what our douchebags here wear.
Yeah.
You know, or the roll up the cuffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do that shit.
We don't roll up the cuff here. I didn't know that was the thing there now.
Some, I'm not buying skinny jeans.
Yeah, it's like hipster pants.
Yeah, I'm not getting that.
No.
But I do have to buy tighter pants than I normally wear.
Yeah, yeah.
And I needed some new pants. So
there's no relaxed fit going on.
Yeah.
Dad jeans.
You can't do that. You can't do a straight leg or a boot leg.
No.
You got to try to find tapered leg. And we don't have a lot of that in the United States anymore either.
No.
Not at this time.
Not right now.
I discovered something which I was unaware of. A new trend. New technology and men's pants.
Oh.
This is new to me. Apparently now men's jeans and men's slacks have elastic bands.
What?
That was my reaction. Or elastic in the legs for stretch.
No, really?
Yes. Yes. What do they call it? They call this, I'm trying to find.
In the legs?
In the legs, too.
They call
these pants extreme motion.
Okay. So that you can, like, move around even though they're, like, sucked tight to your calf.
Here's the thing. If you need elastic in your waist pants and jeans, you're not fucking having extreme motion. There's no lack of motion. Exactly. You are not a person who's doing very much extreme unless it's overeating.
But it's like sport eating.
Right. Let's be honest. Yeah, so now they're selling these jeans with the elastic waist and the stretchy pants. Yeah, you know what they call these for women? Maternity pants. They are now selling maternity pants to men. I was completely unaware of this. I was not happy about this.
No, actually, there's a whole thing, and I'm not saying that this is like high fashion, but there's a whole thing called jeggings.
Yeah, well, my daughter loves that.
Yeah, and so they're like, you know, stretchy pants, jeggings.
Jeggings, maternity pants. This is what is being sold to men.
Yes.
And I'm trying
gosh.
Pants on and everything. So I bought two pairs of them. But I'm not pleased.
No.
I am not pleased with because they happen to be more comfortable. Like I couldn't, like I was very rushed for time.
Right.
And I didn't have time to go. And I'm buying smaller sizes than I was, you know, a couple of years ago.
Right.
I'm smaller now. But it's like, really? I'm buying maternity pants? How much do I suck?
But did you see that other people were wearing them when you were there?
You don't go, hey, let me grab your waist. Yeah, I mean, you don't know. You can't tell.
You didn't do that?
No, well, no. I didn't. You can't tell that other men are wearing maternity pants, but you know.
Yeah, well,
these are your Thanksgiving jeans.
Oh, you mean you know?
These are like I'm not completely giving up on wearing sweatpants over for Thanksgiving, but you know,
I'm trying to make it look like I dressed up for you, but I really didn't.
Yes, so I found this whole process very disturbing to me. So if you see pictures of me, and I don't post a ton of pictures of myself on social media,
but
you'll see I'm wearing like a lot of solids.
Mm-hmm.
The shit's tighter than it normally is. It's like it's not usually me with my fucking Yankee t-shirt, and my jeans that are not hanging off my ass, but a little baggy.
Right, but you don't want to scream when you're a tourist. right. when you're away. Because
and then the funny
you
thing,
are a mark.
And then the funny thing is, because you go on these tours and you could tell the other Americans that read the same shit you did. And the other foreigners that are just screaming, take my shit. It's kind of funny.
That's funny.
Another thing I noticed, scooters, Vespas, and bicycles, very big in Italy.
Oh, God, yeah.
So you knew all. Have you been to Italy?
No, but I know that that's true. My friend has, her boyfriend is... was born in Italy, and so one of his big passions is scooters.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I just knew that that was a big thing in Italy.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I saw two men in suits pressed up against each other riding a scooter.
Oh, no. That's, see, that's the thing is that we have this, you know, like American men particularly, our culture says don't get too close, don't touch for too long of
don't
a period.
Stick your dick in another man's ass on the way to work in a suit.
Well,
that's what American culture says.
Well, see, now you're being so heteronormative about this.
Oh, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying it's how we are.
It's how hetero men are in the U.S.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm not, listen, I'm not a guy who says, oh, you have to buy a huge pickup truck. I'm not that guy.
Right.
But two guys zipping around town in their nice little fucking suits. One guy with his arms around the other guy's waist, grinding his crotch up against his ass as the vibrations of the bumpy fucking ancient road. No, it's a little much.
I can kind of imagine if this were a sitcom, you know, there would be two American guys.
Imagine
doing
me
that
and Joe and zipping to a gig together.
And then both have the most uncomfortable looks on your faces ever.
Imagine me with my arms around Joe as he's driving to the gig. I got my little cowboy boots on, my little cowboy hat on, and we're going to the gig, and we're just fucking smiling going through town because this is fucking normal. Can
no!
you imagine that?
No.
Exactly.
No.
But this is fucking normal in Italy.
And Joe would turn around and go, get the fuck
no!
off me.
No, he wouldn't, because this is how we get to all the gigs we do together, because this is not a special gig. This is just what we do. This is our normal existence. My dick in Joe's ass as he drives us to the fucking gig, and I got my little cowboy boots on, and we're perfectly normal. Hi, Joe.
My cowboy boots.
I always wear my cowboy boots to shows. My great cowboy boots.
Okay.
Wait
a
minute.
Oh, those ones. Oh, yeah.
Of all the things he just said, cowboy boots is the part that you objected to?
Joe's like, go on, but what's with the boots? So your dick's in my ass and your arms around my waist, but why the boots?
Why the boots?
I don't know. I'm so confused.
Oh, my God.
Joe picks up on what's important to him. He's worried about my fashion.
Yes, yes. It's like, you know what? Your dick in my ass is not what I'm concerned
all
about.
All right, so maybe
those
I was wrong.
Boots
maybe,
are embarrassing.
Maybe Joe is fine with this scene.
I just hear about this lovely driving trip, and we do have the run down to Myrtle Beach.
We'll be going on a Vespa.
I was just saying either that or we get a little Fiat convertible. With the little, you ever seen the little pink one with the little tassels and the fabric
all
roof?
The cars have every stall there. Yeah, oh but you pack too much shit for that.
I could always bring it home.
So they're zipping around, and like you said, it's the American and me.
Yeah.
And they got all these bicycles zipping in and out. Ting, 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 ting,
yeah.
Ting, ting. You're a fucking grown man. Unless you're delivering Chinese food, you should not be ting, tinging, zipping around on a goddamn bicycle. I don't want to move out of the way. I want to punch you in the jaw.
You find that in the city, too, with the city bikes.
Hit them. I want to hit them, especially with their city fucking bicycles that are taking perfectly good parking space for men with cars and trucks.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right, the stupid bike lane.
Exactly.
That stupid
now,
De Blasio, that asshole.
Because he's Italian, and that's where he got it from, Italy.
See the correlation?
I most certainly do. I don't understand how the traffic works. You got these small little cabs going all over the place. You got these little scooters weaving in it, and you got bicycles ting-tinging. And you've got people walking in the middle of the street. I don't know how anybody gets around.
Be insane.
Oh, so what's worse, the traffic in Rome or the traffic in New York City?
I would say Rome, because I don't understand how it works.
Mm,
okay. Yeah.
I mean, I was there for a week. I'm in these cabs, which I'm about to get to. And I don't understand. I don't like they're making lefts and they're making. I mean, everybody.
The Italian drivers. The drivers in Italy, especially Rome, are notoriously the worst. I never.
That seems to work for them.
Obviously, I've never been there, but I've heard stories that for years and years and years.
I don't understand any of it.
Yeah.
All right. So hold on. I'm just looking for something. Just
okay.
All right, so never mind.
Oh.
Oh, we found it. Never mind. Don't you two talk to each other?
Because I have to play something for you. So we were talking about the cabs.
Yeah.
Have you been in cabs? You've been in cabs.
Yeah.
Been in cabs?
Of course.
Okay. I feel when you're in a cab, you know what? You want to play your Indian Pakistani music? That's fucking fine. You want to put on your talk radio? That's fine. But I don't feel songs should be overtly sexual when you're toting people around.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm a little scared. Yeah,
you guys would agree with me.
Yeah, now, did you have your daughter with you?
No,
but I already feel uncomfortable thinking about this.
So, you know, I'm leaving a lot of things out, you know, because we're pressed for. But when we get the ride, when we land, we get picked up in a van, and he leaves on George Michael, I Want Your Sex. I mean, I think when that comes on, you have to change the channel.
Yeah.
But it's first thing in the morning.
Would you expect some, like, romantic, you know, Italian music, and you got George Michael?
It's a little much, but that's nothing, my friend. That is nothing. So one night, again in Rome, this little ditty, which, honestly, I like the song. Actually, it came out in 2011. I never heard it before. I'm going to play the whole song for you in its entirety.
Okay.
We're going to play this because I want the song to wash over you.
Are you terrified? I am.
Because this was on in full song, not changed channel, while we're fucking tooling around in a cab. So I want everybody to picture you're in a public cab trying to get from one place to another, and the cabbie leaves this song on. I want you all to enjoy this song. Hold on. Let me find it right here. Here we go. Come on. Come on. I'm going to shut off our mics, and I'm going to let everybody enjoy. It's almost a four-minute song. I realize it's a little much. I think it's worthy of your ears.
Hey, y'all. I come to talk about this girl that had my love. See, I went away for a while. She gave my love away. I really shouldn't blame her. But now, that pussy is a stranger.
Just dead. No, no. I thought a pussy can't have nothing left, man. No, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there you have it. That's blaring in the cab.
Whoa.
Great little ditty.
Good tune.
It's a great tune. I love it.
Where'd that pussy go?
Don't know
that. You're nailing it, girl.
She's going to injure her. That pussy. I think we just found your rehab dance.
Whoa.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. When you got customers, you tool around. Joe's been with the NFL, you know, on the clock. He should do certain things and not do certain things. I don't know if that song.
It's not appropriate to play in your kid.
No.
It's not appropriate to play in your cab. Look, I'll crank that tune in my car.
Sure.
Yeah. Always. We all, as a rule.
Yes.
But in a cab, you can't play it in a cab.
It's really funny, but you don't play that at work. I don't care where you work.
Like, that was like what I was said. I was years ago. I had to go to a lumber yard to pick up something. And I'm in the.
Were you picking up that pussy?
Well. And I go to get the pickup ticket, and I go into the receiving area, and there's all these centerfolds on the wall.
Right.
And this one guy, the receiving guy, they go, light the pussies on the wall. Yeah, sure. And so now some lady comes in to pick something up. Now there's a wall of pussy. There's a lady there.
Oh, my God.
And it's just me and her because the guy went to get my shit. I mean,
you're totally embarrassed.
Miss December's looking good, ain't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you make small talk with all of them there?
I mean, the guy doesn't lower the fucking tone. He doesn't put the speakers to the front. We're all going to enjoy the weird and the pussy.
Do you think, being the devil's advocate, did he speak English?
Yeah, of course.
He knew what it was saying.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
If he didn't speak a word of English, maybe he didn't know what it said.
No, he knows.
I was...
It's a great tune. I just don't know if it belongs on the clock.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, I think it's funny, and and it's got a really good beat.
And that's a hell of a question.
Good singing. Where to go?
Hey, look. Well, you know, when I was running the fence company, had one of my guys had the first Guns N' Roses album cover. They had this chick that looked like she just got raped by this
robot.
That was the inside cover, right? There was a T-shirt of it, and one of my guys was wearing it. I go, you can't wear that.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the matter? I go, you can't. The customer sees that. They're going to
go. You're about to dig in dirt. A little respect.
Yeah, I go, that's right. It's like, I go, dude, I dig Guns N' Roses more than anybody else, but you can't win.
You got to turn it inside out. What are you doing?
Apparently anything goes in Italian cabs.
Apparently.
I didn't say anything because I was actually digging the tune.
Right,
hey,
but what's
at least
your
the
wife
song
doing?
Was English, you know?
I was happy for that.
Yeah, what's your wife doing? Here. Well, she's listening to this.
She wasn't feeling well, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Oh, okay.
Why wasn't
she
feeling well?
Because she was sick.
Oh, great. Great way to start a vacation.
And finish. And anyway.
Yeah. No.
But, yeah, no. I mean, nobody said anything. I mean, like there was no conversation about it afterwards. But I knew, this is going to be on the radio. I'm thinking, I need to find this song. I'm literally, while this is happening, I need to find this song for the show.
Yes, yes.
How did you go about finding it?
I went on YouTube and I typed in, where did that pussy go? Now,
I want to see then they had search all these results.
Yeah. Then meanwhile, going through all the shelters.
Now, here's the problem.
I could find a pet.
Now, initially, I did not get what I want. It was the same song.
You got the shelters, yeah.
No, it was. But the version I got was, where did all that love go? And that wasn't going to prove the point.
No.
So then
no.
I had to put, where did that pussy go? Explicit. And then we got this.
Ka-ching.
There
See,
you
Joe,
go.
Very good at research.
Yes.
And
Googling.
Well, that's part of research.
Yeah.
But that's all. Let's just get in the word, you know, words.
Yeah,
I think anything that you want to look for, you should look for that explicit and see what happens.
Yeah, I always add explicit.
Supermarket explicit, you know, everything.
Fucking mangoes,
but
aisle fucking three.
So we all agree, great song, probably not the best for the work job.
Not for
absolutely,
the work, no, not for
yeah,
a cab, no.
Yeah. Oh, I was in a Build-A-Bear in Cape May. Oh. And there was this girl working there alone, yeah. And there was me and this like grandma, older looking lady, and she's playing full blast the song that's like fuck, 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 and I'm like in a Build-A-Bear, like
you defiled the stuffed bears.
I just went up to her and I said, look, not for nothing, but you have a store which is going to bring in grandmas and little kids. You're playing the fuck song, and she's like, yeah. Yeah, maybe. I shouldn't.
Really.
It's like, really, I had to say something before you grasped that concept?
Yeah, really, you didn't notice that?
You didn't notice the, fucking fuck song was on.
So on our first full day, they were supposed to meet for a tour at 10:40 a.m. to view the Colosseum, including where they kept the slaves and the animals under the Colosseum.
Wow.
We overslept and missed that tour.
Oh, damn it.
Nobody set the alarm. Stupid.
Well, wait, don't
yeah,
they work on...
would want to see that?
Don't well, they work on Italy time and, you know, you wander up
ahead.
And... No, no, I'm kidding. I mean, they... No, you go to Ireland, things, like, slower than... Nothing's hitting the schedule.
No refunds. We did get 40% off the tour we booked in the afternoon to see the Coliseum.
Oh, boy,
but
okay.
We couldn't see underneath. That was, like, part of a separate thing that we paid for. And they didn't have any
damn.
More openings for that. Interesting fact about the Coliseum. Took them 8 years to build the Coliseum. Have you seen the Coliseum? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Took them 8 years to build the Coliseum.
Really?
They've been working on the Cross Bronx Expressway since before I was born. Something to think about.
Yeah.
Coliseum's still fucking standing. Yeah. Cross Expressway
so
always needs fucking construction.
Let me tell you something. If the unions built the Coliseum, it'd still be going up.
It was slaves.
Yeah, well, yes, he didn't have a union.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
He had a whip.
So I want to give you guys a little point. So right after the Coliseum, we did a food tour. They take you to different eating establishments in Italy. It's good. So we learned some tip if you guys are ever traveling, or you probably use this in New York too, how to avoid tourist traps.
Oh, yeah, tell.
This wouldn't work in America, but if you're abroad, if the menu is in all English, avoid that place.
Right.
Because you want it to be in the natural language.
Right.
If there's somebody outside trying to bark you inside.
Yeah, no.
You knew all this.
Well, just, yeah, from New York, just don't go in there.
Well, it's amazing in New York, like they have an Olive Garden. And people go to the Olive Garden.
In New
York.
You're
Italy with the Olive Garden?
Yeah, in New York.
In New York. And it's like, don't you realize down in Little Italy is some of the most fine Italian food in the country, and you're eating at the Olive Garden?
Well, that's what I always say. Like, I don't understand how where we live, there can be places like Domino's and Papa John's and Pizza
Hut. I never got
you
that either.
You can get a great slice for $2.
Amazing. Right. We get the best pizza in the country here. You're going to Domino's?
Now, listen, not every pizza place around here is good, but most of them are pretty fucking
most
good.
A lot
really
better
good.
Than the Domino's.
Yeah.
Or a pizza
and before
or
we
like
went,
that.
You don't
before
go
we
chains.
Went, my daughter was named first chair violin for the winter concert.
That's a girl.
Good. Wow, good
so
that, for her.
So, you know, we went out to celebrate.
Yeah.
Let her pick. And she fucking picks Pizzeria Uno. That's where we get right before
oh my God.
No, nothing makes you appreciate real Italian pizza quicker than Pizzeria Uno.
Really? Really?
I mean, there's other things, it turns out, on the Pizzeria Uno menu.
Right.
Which look good.
Okay.
Not so much the pizza.
No.
But I don't understand how those places survive. So your point with the Olive Garden, I agree. Listen, if you're in the middle of Idaho and Giuseppe hasn't moved in, I get it.
I get it.
Yeah.
But some of the most fine Italian food in the country.
And you
is
get
downtown.
People who live here who go, you know what, let's go to the Olive Garden.
Why?
Really?
What?
You can't
Jersey
fucking find an Italian?
Yeah, New Jersey,
in New
York.
In Manhattan?
Yeah, really.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see, what else? When they have food displays outside.
Right.
You know when they like try to show you how great their food is?
Right.
Don't go in there.
Why?
Because it's just another trap to get you in.
Oh, okay.
If the gelato is standing up like a mound.
Oh,
that's not really authentic gelato. That's more like ice cream.
Oh.
Interesting thing. I did not know this. When you think of an Italian-American, what do you think about with portions of food?
Big. Like big.
Right. You think of like, oh, jamanja.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like that in Italy.
Really?
I mean, I don't know about the families, but at least in the restaurants, it's European.
Yeah,
so the portions
reasonable
are small. Not even reasonable. They're small. It's probably why I lost weight on it.
Okay.
But, I mean, the food's great. Although we ate at one bad place, like, ugh, this is the Olive Garden would be better than this.
Funny. Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, we were desperate. It was late, and I should have known when it said Italian food.
That's usually the main two criterias of a shit restaurant, why you go to one.
Yes. We're walking around. It's
late. We're starving.
But said,
oh, boy.
But Italian food on the menu and Russian food. That should
oh, God.
That's not a combo that works together.
Nah.
Yeah, so that was awful.
I love the ravioli and the borscht.
I am not an architectural art person.
Okay.
Going through a museum, never something I did.
Right.
Italy, it's amazing.
That's what
you
do. Yeah.
Like the architecture, the detail, the color, the carving, it just blew my... I'm taking pictures of fucking doors.
Wow,
I'm taking pictures of doors, I'm taking pictures of buildings, I'm zooming in on shit.
You artisans, you know, they were just amazing.
And this shit's
the
old as hell.
Yeah.
It
love that.
And then we went to Pompeii. We missed the brothel. There's a brothel there. We missed it. Pompeii's amazing. You gotta go.
I was just...
There's a working?
Funny, that's where Joanne's family was from when they came over.
The brothel?
No.
Now I see what you saw in her.
They came from Pompeii.
You wanted a professional.
Now it's clear.
No. Don't believe me. She wasn't a
professional. She could have used a little work. On the job training. So they have like pictures on the wall. This shit's still from 2,000 years. Yeah. You remember, Pompeii was 79 A.D. Mm-hmm. They still they have a porn menu, a brothel menu of like the different positions on the walls.
Get out!
Still there. You could still see it on the. Now, gotta remember, the original roads are still there. The stonework to find your way to the brothel on the stonework world. There are penises etched in the stone, like it's a stone penis on the way.
What, you don't have that in your house?
I do, but I thought I was
coming down here.
There's a dick downstairs.
You stupid dick.
There's a dick downstairs. Can be joined by two assholes.
Dicks downstairs.
I thought I was the only one.
Oh God.
But in Pompeii. A lot of the bodies are still there.
Oh, because yeah. it was a volcano.
Yeah, the ash, mm-hmm. and then they've covered them in plaster, and it's right. really moving because you'll see people they died praying.
Wow,
there was like a dog and like little babies. Like it's 2,000 years ago, but it's still moving.
It would
imagine
be
he would
incredibly.
Have still been here. You know.
Well.
Sorry, yeah. She's been off for a few weeks. It's fine. Got to get in the swing of things. You should have heard the turd Pip told me before the show. At least she had the good sense to do it off the air, though.
Well, I knew it was a big steaming pile. That's why I
wanted. Oh, she got chastised for it.
By
At least
him.
She didn't put it on the air for everybody to enjoy.
No, no, I really did. I let the listeners want me back.
Yeah. Like, let me get this out of the system. You know, you got to stretch. Stretch the old common
muscles. Yeah, right, right, yeah, right, right.
She's coming into the playoffs. She knows.
Yeah, right. A little workout session in the stadium
Not
before
like
the game.
Not like you. You've been off for a couple weeks. You think, I don't need any workout. Let me just fucking throw this out there. Can't do it.
I knew I had a stretch. Cool. I was running backwards all over the place.
Sure. You got to work into this fucking pit of hell.
Yes. Yes.
It's very moving. It's very moving.
I've heard about that. That would be.
Whenever I travel, I always like to get the perception of others, of our president.
I
told you I was in the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
and they were very depressed. Well, because I was there for Election Day.
Oh, God.
And I was stunned. I'm like, why the fuck do the Bahamas care? We're still going to go here.
Right. Well, yeah.
We're still going to enjoy your beaches. I don't think
the president. It's the hurricane you got to worry about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were very upset. I told you in Cuba, a guy on the street was like talking trash about Trump. And it's like, well, I don't feel good about this.
Yeah, not
I mean,
I don't
like Trump, but I don't know if I want to take this from a homeless guy communist. You know?
I was just going to say, I'm sorry the communist nation is upset with us, really? I'll take that with a grain of salt.
I did. Yeah. Like, I know they go, oh, this is interesting. And then, you know, the relations between Cuba and the United States have gotten worse, so apparently he knew something. But again, a homeless communist guy, gotta take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, really.
A homeless guy in a city, yell the same shit.
Yeah, really.
You know. Yeah, but he might have yesterday's newspaper. But I like to see what others think. So I met an English couple who moved to Canada 10 years ago. But
okay.
They're from England. They still have family in England. And they're scared. Because of his unpredictability.
Yes.
Hey, this is a very small sample. It's not like I walk around and go, what do you think of Trump?
You were wearing a sandwich board and carrying a mic.
No, I just like this.
Couldn't get it on the overhead.
There was an Italian street artist, and I posted this on Facebook. There was an Italian street artist who was selling some non-flattering pictures of our president.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Our president, well, I got to explain that. It's not just for you and Pip, the show. You know, there's other people listening.
I understand. I'm just commenting. Yeah. I saw it. Yeah, right. I didn't say, I saw it. Okay, move on.
Joe's producing the show now.
It's enough.
Right? Move along.
Keep
move
it going. Along. We don't need to discuss this.
You know, Macbeth.
So Trump is on all fours. In a leash and collar with a leather, I assume it's leather, it's black thong up his ass, nipples protruding. Holding the leash is, I presume, Melania. It looked like Melania.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be.
With a KGB tattoo.
Yeah.
And I guess like Putin looking in the window.
Is that who that was supposed to be? It was kind of tall, small. So
wait,
I wasn't sure.
Putin's a creep looking in on that.
I know.
He paid for it. He gets to look for it. Look at it. You know, you pay for something like that, you wouldn't watch too. So apparently, and I think the art was originally from 2016. because I looked at the signature. He actually gave me a small copy of it. I wasn't going to buy it or anything, but
right.
I have a small copy of it.
That was good.
But I guess the perception is at least enough people for him to put it out there. At least enough. If you're a street artist, you're not going to put out shit that nobody wants to buy.
No, that's not how it works.
It kind of defeats the purpose. So I guess there's enough people out there that perceive Trump to be a puppet of Russia, which is not. You know, a lot of people feel that way in the United States as well. But Italy is our ally. So, and, you know, this was in Florence. You know, Florence is an international city. So that was interesting. And when we were in Paris for our layover. By the way, enough in the fucking airports. If I'm just fucking in the airport, I don't want to get my fucking passport stamped and go through security again in the fucking airport. I'm not going anywhere. I'm in the airport.
You had to do that in a layover?
Yes, a 2-hour layover.
I had no idea.
You travel a lot. Do you have to do that in the
States? I did not know. I don't know. I don't.
But
recall.
I'm in the States. No. Well, you don't have to show a passport in the States, but I'm, you know.
Well, you do to come back. But
I never heard. But if you're in the airport, well, I'm not a passport.
I guess
just,
if I was going to leave, but I wasn't leaving.
But even security, let's talk about security. Even in security, you're in the airport. You have to go through security again. You're in there.
Well, when I was in Asia in 08, mm-hmm. their security measures were a lot. Like you would go through security when you're going onto the plane and then on the runway, on the runway, on the jetway, there's more fucking security.
I'm ready to come out.
On the jetway, there's more fucking security. Like you went through security.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was 2008. But I'm like, I'm just staying in the airport. I'm not trying to go anywhere. I have to go through security again. I have to get my passport scanned. I'm not leaving
That's ridiculous.
And then I got in a fight with a French guy.
What happened?
Well, he's running the whole fucking thing. Yeah. And have you traveled overseas?
Yes.
You traveled with Mr. Helix?
Yes.
Okay. When you go to get your passport stamped with Mr. Helix, do you and Mr. Helix usually walk up together as you're traveling together?
Oh, I'm just I'm sorry. When I flew overseas, we weren't together yet. So we went to Canada and we got pulled into customs at the border.
Right, and you went together. One did not wait back or did...
No, they separated us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Frenchie tried to fucking do.
Yeah, they did.
I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, you do it in America. I go, no, we don't.
They do it in Canada.
I got to travel all over the place. No, we don't. He's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fuck you.
No, they separated us and questioned us separately.
America. And then in America, you have to go through customs again. You know what? They fucking let us walk up together. Fuck that French guy. And I told off a Roman, too, Joe.
Did you go on vacation as me?
Yes.
I come back crime internationally. I let you handle it here.
Traveling, he's you.
I mean, the last time I haven't traveled a while, but I mean, on my honeymoon, I remember that we went to Antigua, and the guy goes to grab my luggage. You know, we get there, and this guy goes to grab my luggage. Like, where are you going, motherfucker? Yeah. I was just putting this in the airport car. Where is it? You know,
that was like me 15 years ago when I'm in Cancun. Little kids are like grabbing my wrist to put a bracelet on. Like, I almost fucking hit a kid.
Oh,
I know.
No.
You got that.
Don't
touch
me.
You got to get that, you know. It's, yeah.
Don't
New
touch
York
me. Oh, yeah.
They could probably tell the New Yorkers through any other people in the
like,
country. You know?
It's like, what the hell do you think you're doing? Yeah,
I wasn't going to talk about it, but I'll mention it quickly. So we land. We get in about 6 a.m.
Right.
When we fly to Rome.
Right.
Get in about 6 a.m. We're supposed to have a transport from the airport to the hotel.
Right.
Transport's not there.
Great.
Wife's aunt arranges everything.
This is like the airport in Albuquerque. Was it? What was the one that you had to call up and say, hey, when's the airport bus kind of thing? You woke them up when you went to Albuquerque.
Yeah. That also happened in Korea a bunch of times, too.
You had to wake them up.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's right.
So
you know who ran a Korean place? We know there.
I'll give you that one. You have to swing and a miss out of your system. That's a solid double. Well, I'll give you
that.
That
was
very punny, but I never heard that version of it.
My helmet.
Joe's back.
We know there.
We'll see if he's a one-hit wonder, if he can keep it going. But all right.
I like that.
We know there. I'm so stupid. You should tweet that to Trump. It'll be Kim Jong-un's new fucking nickname.
We know there.
We're going to bomb your ass, so you better be we know there.
I'll put it past.
little we know there. So so we got to try to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
So we talked to an information. Like, oh, well, you got to go to the travel agency thing over there.
Okay.
Now, are people speaking English?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, okay. They're speaking Italian, but they understand.
Right. Okay.
It wasn't like in Cuba where, you know, nobody understood English.
Right.
At least here they understand English.
Yeah, they're used to travelers from,
right.
You know.
Well, in Cuba they are, too.
Oh, really?
Because Canada's been going there for years, England, Australia.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Yeah. So the woman was not very warm at the reception area.
Okay.
So, oh, no, you're not our client. You got to go back over to information. All right. We go back over to information. We're like, well, can we borrow your phone? No, you can't. We don't have a phone. You have to use a payphone. So then the wife calls the aunt, which is like 4 a.m. our time or 2 a.m.
Oh, God.
Because she set it up. What's going
on? Yeah.
All right, well, now you have to call this person. He says, we have to call this person. So we got to wake this guy up the first thing. He's like, yeah, okay. I remember. Yeah, I'll take care of it. This is all going on with just fucking flu 8-plus hours across the stupid world.
It was a stupid ocean.
It was a stupid ocean. You're right. Corrected. So now we got to go back.
Stupid ocean.
lots of water. Dumb, lots of stupid ocean.
Dumb sea.
You know, it's surrounded by stupid ocean. Yeah. It's true.
It is.
You've got a point there. It is a stupid ocean.
Stupid ocean.
Having fish swimming around shitting all over the place.
Lots of water.
Yourself up,
stupid sharks.
Sure. Well, you like them. They entertain you.
Yeah.
As long as they fit your little Apple phone.
And push gigs.
So we go back to the Roman travel agent woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you have to wait. And she holds up her
hand. Oh.
I go, and you're rude.
Oh, did you?
Yes,
Good for you.
I did. I've had a fucking enough. There's a way to deal with people, and I am not going to deal with. And my wife's like, well, you know, yeah, it's different here. It's like, you know, the customer's not always right. I go, I don't give a shit.
Well, it's different here. What, everybody's fucked and with no ride? Is that it?
We plan things, and then we break them.
Yeah. Nobody's called me. Yeah, you have to wait. I'm like, ho. You're rude, and I think that took her aback.
Did it?
I think so. It took the wife aback. I've had enough.
Yeah,
I'm not going to deal with these assholes.
Really? But you deal with us every week, so why were
you? You're my asshole.
Oh, okay, good.
I don't
all
have
right.
to fly to
oh,
see
I
you.
Let me tell you something. I snapped at the guy. You know, I do a joke on my head. The guy has got to play every lottery game imaginable.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, I did
well,
it.
Well, that's worse.
Yeah, but terrible. I did a set at Uncle Vinny's. I'm down to Jersey Shore. I've got a 3-plus-hour ride to go home.
Yeah.
I go to the 7-Eleven. Every time I'm down, I get my coffee and get ready to go home. There's a guy in front of me playing every lottery game imaginable.
God.
And I go, be patient. Be patient. It's all right.
Yep.
2 minutes goes by. Be patient. 3 minutes goes by. At four minutes. Oh, you know what? Can I take? I said, enough. Enough. I said, Atlantic City's 40 miles that way. Get in your car and go down there.
Enough.
You've wasted enough money and time.
I gave him a lot of leeway. I said, you know.
You gave him a solid 2.5 minutes.
I go, is this guy kidding me? You got to be kidding. And I'm like, and then it just got to, all right, game over.
Yeah.
Game over.
What did the guy work in the place say? Or what happened?
I think he was relieved, too, because he gets sick and tired of going here and then going there and go, oh, can I get go fuck yourself.
Well, I mean, did he like, stop and, like...
That's 7-Eleven in Point Pleasant. He's probably seen everything going on. You know, you got a drunk beach town.
Everything. Yes. Fucking time traveling 7-Eleven.
No, you've got it's in a drunken beach town. You probably have every shenanigan going on in that place.
No, I think it's the same type of assholes. It's just on the scale.
Yeah.
I don't think it's every type of asshole. I think it's a certain either townie asshole or
Benny
asshole. Benny
yeah.
asshole.
Yeah, but there's, you know what? There's certain spots where it's like, oh my God, that's like the magnet.
Unfortunately, they always cross our path.
Assholery.
Yeah.
So I'm in. I fucking get through customs. Yuck. In an airport where I'm not going outside. So I go into one of these stores where they have everything, and I posted this too. There's a magazine there, and it's got President Trump and Kim Jong Un, and it's like Dumb and Dumber. And it's like fucking Dotard and Little Rocket Man. Because Kim Jong-un called Trump.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, take it for what you want. I just don't think it's necessarily good that our allies are. Like, you know, if I was in Cuba, I would kind of. Well, they're not going to like our president.
Yeah, but our allies are like laughing at us too. Great.
I don't think that's our best look. So that was there. But overall with travel, once again, I feel like if you could, whether it's just traveling in America, going to a different part of the country that you've never seen, Because, you know, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, we get it. But there's other parts of the country. Like, if you can go to the Midwest or the Southeast or the Northwest or the Southwest.
You should, just to get a feel.
If you're blessed enough
I'd love to go on vacation. I'd love to go on vacation, but I got to get a roof.
You just got the house.
No, I knew the roof. I knew how to get a roof going in. So it's not like I don't believe. No, I knew it and I budgeted.
I thought you were going to go to Key West until the hurricane blew it away.
I know. Oh my God. I know. Joe's girl and I were laughing at that. It's like a, I was thinking of going there until God splashed water all over it.
You don't believe in global warming? We'll show you.
Like somebody's telling me no, maybe next year. It's like
took a big eraser to it.
Joe was also going to go to Texas, but he had to cross that off the list.
Oh,
as well.
My God. I know. It's like
and then Puerto Rico and no nuts.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there's no place
there. Joe was going to go to Puerto Rico and do some jump shots of toilet paper.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
But if you could get, and if you're fortunate enough to where you could travel abroad, you know, I it's actually better, I think. It doesn't get you a degree than going to college.
Oh.
Just, like, if you're willing to embrace and take it. Now, I couldn't see as much.
Looks good on a resume. I mean, yeah, I was in France. Okay. We're looking for somebody with a BA.
I think it makes you better adjusted.
Yeah, you do.
Because, like,
you have perspective.
You know, like in America, go, oh, this shit's 200 years old, and now we're going to have a battle and reenact, and then go, fuck, this shit's 2,000 years old or more than 2,000. It's like, and you look at the stuff that was created.
Yeah.
And you look at it, like, you look at the art. And again, I'm not an art person, but you go, that came from somebody's head.
But, you take a look at the architect, everything. I mean, like 2,000, it's like 2,000 years, 2,000 years old. Even the
Pompeii was in the shit. Roman Colosseums before that.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
and the shit was built to last.
Yeah, you know,
and they had elevators.
Yeah,
they did. They had I mean, they thought of everything in
the. Wow. Don't forget, they had elevators on the Flintstones. They can have elevators.
Good point, Joe.
Thank you for explaining that to me.
One for three. Thank you, Chase Headley.
But it's amazing the architecture and how they set up how everything had. Also, their aquifers, the way they had water delivery systems, houses and stuff like
brilliant.
That. They had it, pitched down to come down from the hills. Mm-hmm. And, it was very.
You see all this stuff, you go, all right, America's pretty fucking cool, but we're not the only ones.
Right.
There's been people that came before us.
Right.
And you could see, you could see other countries, go, what they have, go, okay, I like that better than how we do it. And they'll go, well, we do this a whole lot better.
Right.
For instance, I kind of mocked it with the bicycles and the scooters and the little tiny cars.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, it's a much better way to get around as opposed to us with our big fucking cars and
everything.
Right. Well, it's a small area.
The streets are so narrow.
Well, also in Italy, I remember there was a couple years back, Joanne's family came over from Italy. And we had a get together at our house. And they're walking around my house taking pictures. And I'm like,
they've never seen it all. Everything in plastic before.
And I'm like, like you, Joanne, get over here. What is this, Graceland? What are they doing?
Take a picture of Joe on the fucking toilet eating a peanut butter banana sandwich.
Who says they don't have one? But nonetheless,
who said they didn't?
But what Joanne's mom said is that in Italy everything is so small that when they come to America and they go into a house, like my house is a mansion, but it was
you had a big house.
It was a big house, so they see something so big and they're like, "Wow, holy smokes!"
Imagine if they saw a black man's penis.
Who said they didn't?
Yeah,
they have black people in Italy. I just don't know if they're well hung. I wasn't there that long. I needed more time.
Had you stayed longer, you would have known?
Most definitely.
So you went to the Vatican?
Went to the Vatican.
Nice.
Nice segue.
really. Black man cock.
Black penis. Vatican?
Speaking of cock, let's talk about the Catholic Church.
There's one thing this show could do. It's transition. Dime.
Yes. Bing. Off to the next subject.
Dime.
There's pictures. I took lots of pictures. But there's the floors. They have all this tiling.
Yes, and the mosaics.
There's Jewish stars on the floors and shit. I took pictures of that. And you just see, you look up. You go, oh, wow. Somebody actually painted all that stuff. It's very gaudy. I was happy I didn't burst into flames.
Very gaudy. Yeah,
gaudy.
It's the Sistine Chapel. Stupid it's supposed to be.
You can't take pictures in there.
Oh, really?
You can't take pictures. You can take pictures in the Vatican. Can't take pictures in the Sistine Chapel.
Did they say why?
because they'll kick you out. No, I think probably.
It's like mom's running it, you know? Because I said so. I don't know.
They put plastic over the ceiling.
Yeah. Oh, just like plastic on the pews.
It's probably because, I'm guessing, because of the flash.
Huh.
That could be. I mean, some people are trying to sneak.
Well, when I was in England, they said no flash photography in this one building. And so I was taking, like, slow timed exposures of some pictures of some things. And somebody said, they said no photography. And I'm like, no, they said no flash photography.
Stupid.
You see any flight coming out of this box?
A common thread of this show. We're assholes wherever we are.
Yeah.
It's not just us who can't tolerate each other. Yeah. We
can't tolerate anybody.
Fuck you and your rules.
I mean,
for pretty much.
Joe to be fed up with something, you kind of expect it. But then to hear you.
Even I'm yelling at people.
Yeah. Fuck you, bitch. Mind your own business.
Read the fine print. No flash photography.
I don't give a shit if this painting fades. I'm going to have it on my camera.
Well, I wasn't hurting it because I wasn't using flash.
I understand.
You know?
But she did not.
And that school teacher could go fuck herself for telling me what to do.
But, the Vatican, you know, when you see the tombs where where a lot of the popes are.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
And I did ask this. I was curious. I'm like, you know, has business been up since Pope Francis? Because he's a very popular pope. Pope Benedict was not as popular.
No.
But, yeah, they've gotten a lot more tourists because of Pope Francis. I mean, listen, the Vatican wasn't hurting for business. It's like McDonald's.
No.
People will always show up.
Yeah.
But now, I didn't, like, Vatican is its own country, as you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't. I want to get, like, I heard you could get your passport stamped there. I wanted to get my passport stamped.
Vatican City. Yeah.
You can't do that. Unless you're, like, on a pilgrimage, like, you're on a pilgrimage by foot.
You can't get your passport stamped there? That's odd.
Well, I guess they're dealing with God. They know better than I do.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I guess God's very picky about who the Postal Service and the Vatican can use. Meanwhile, I fucking send a ticket. I get a speeding ticket. Of course I do.
We're around here?
Yeah, of course. And the radar detector's going off, and I ignored it because I'm an asshole.
When will the show be canceled so you have to sit in that stupid courtroom?
It's a Wednesday. I'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
This be a Tuesday.
No, that's a different town. That's
okay,
Chester.
Okay,
this is the town where I live.
Oh, all right. Yeah, Chester, it's Tuesday.
So if you want to appear, you know, send certified mail. I got a friend over at the post office. I'm like, oh, just, you know, certified mail. I was like, oh, you don't have to do it. You just mail. You don't have to certify mail. Okay, well, you're the expert. You work at the post office.
Make sure you certify anything to the court. I don't care who says what.
Yeah, well, where the fuck were you last week?
Oh, God.
Because I thought you would have enough common sense to know
wrong.
That.
So now who's to blame? You are. I called the court today. Like, hey, you just want to figure out my court thing. Yeah, we haven't gotten anything from you. Did you get it certified mail? But the guy at the post office said I didn't have to. It's just across town. How could they fuck out? I could have walked there. I could have delivered the shit myself.
Is that so aggravating?
Ugh, stupid post office.
So annoying.
Always certified.
Yeah.
Thought Trump was going to fix this shit.
No, not
Can't
that.
Can't fix you not knowing to certify something.
Is she going to call me a moron?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah,
little Davin moron.
Yeah, little Davin moron.
Little Davin moron.
Your host.
Your host.
Joe's like, isolate that.
Isolate that. Isolate that. They're on the business cards.
Moron.
And just little Davin, moron.
If it's good enough for the leader of the free world, it's good enough for me. As certified by Rex Tillerson.
Oh my God.
If you get a chance to travel, it's just so worth it. Because it gives you a way to deal with everything that's around. All right, well, you know, this is how they think of it. And if they think of it, maybe I should think
you
of it.
You get a different perspective because basically, you know, everybody has perception of things. But once you go there and experience, your perception will change of it.
Can't wait to go back.
Oh, yeah. Well, and like you said, that it's fantastic to go and see things that are so old and
beautiful.
We think beautiful and crafted and like the artisans that worked on everything, and then you see, you know, plastic thrown together, you know.
That's our art.
Yeah, but right. it really does make you stop and think and reevaluate what you
well it
think
makes
is
you think you look
great.
At you look at say our new World Trade Center building,
right?
I guess it's considered a beautiful building
by whom?
But how will that hold up through the years compared to, you know, what was built, you know, in the
well,
1500s.
You got, right. Well, also, in you know, you're looking at the works of art and the way they construct. I mean, the detail they had without modern tools.
Right.
You know, and it's just an amazing that the, you know, how Craftsmanship.
It has made me more excited to go to Israel because I want to see all that old stuff.
When
yes.
are you going there?
Possibly next year. Right. You know, just you know, going to take my daughter, but you know, she's used to theme parks and beaches.
Yeah.
So
I, you know, to tell you the truth, I don't know. I mean, it's a good experience for her to have.
Well, but my parents want to go. They want to take a state. So you know, my parents are older. I can't fucking wait forever.
No, that's a good time to go with them. You should take it. You know, the thing about it is that you don't appreciate. You know, you don't appreciate the experience when you're that age.
Right.
But she's in Hebrew school, and she has learned about some of these places.
Right.
But the problem is she's going to complain. I still hear about the tour in Cuba where it was fucking hot, and she had to walk around.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. And that's the thing. I remember, like, I used to be lugged, everybody knows, to Colonial Williamsburg.
I had to do that, too. My dad liked that historical
shit. And go to the Pottery Barn after, unwind.
Well, I didn't have to do that.
No, but I did. But still, Colonial Williamsburg, I want to go back because I have, even though I was lugged there almost every year, I still want to go back as an adult because now I have appreciation for that. Where
yeah.
I didn't. I want to go see a Mickey Mouse. I want to go see
You want to see a statue before it's torn down.
Yeah. Yes. so that's why.
But kids aren't interested in history. We were lugged to that shit.
We were lugged to that stuff. We didn't go.
You know. Oh, cool. A fort. It's Fort Sumter. Oh, that's cool. A little musket ball is fucking cool.
Yeah, but
other than that, though, I want to go on a fucking tilt-a-whirl.
Yeah, but it's not. They don't really understand or appreciate what they're looking at that age.
No.
I mean, it takes until much later.
But it might make them want to go back.
Yes, yes.
And I'm at the point where it's like, I want to go there. I want to go to Greece.
The thing.
I
want to go to Spain.
Yeah. The thing about it, when I was a kid, I went to Venezuela.
Went to Venezuela?
You did?
Venezuela. Yeah.
I didn't know that, Hugo.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Why were you in Venezuela?
My mom wanted to go on a vacation
to
Venezuela.
Working on an oil deal?
I don't know, but we went to Venezuela. It was very interesting.
Weird place to go.
I went to St. Croix. One thing I was
St. Croix, I get.
Yeah, I was telling Joe's girl about this. That a couple of regrets that my mom didn't let me go on a couple of things. My mom's
an oil rig.
Well, my mom's good coworker friend who lived a couple of blocks down. They used to work together. Was Egyptian, and I was invited to go to Egypt.
Oh.
And my mom wouldn't let me.
Why?
Joe was going to be enslaved to build a pyramid.
Because I was the only only child. She was very.
How old were you?
I had to be about 12 or 13.
You know, I can't blame her.
Yeah, that's a little too young.
Yeah.
And she didn't know this guy that well?
No, she was a coworker. My mom's co. They were one of her best friends.
No, that's
kind of fucking creepy. Yeah, your mom did right. You might have been touched for the 31st time. So, no, your mom did right. You can't send your little boy off with a coworker to the fucking Middle East.
No.
With those fucking animals over there.
Yeah, no, that probably would have been a bad move.
The man that teaches tolerance, those animals over there.
I just told you how intolerant I was with the fucking Roman and the Frenchman. This is a fucking myth you've created about liberals teaching tolerance. What makes you think you're fucking tolerant?
Isolate that. Isolate that. And I want every show to. I want you go back to the lady that did our. That did her buzzer, whatever the hell it's called, the stinger, the thing that plays.
It was a guy.
Before the TRN show, and I want that put in there. I'll pay for that.
I never said I was tolerant. Have I ever?
I want that put in there.
I can barely
and
stand
I want
you.
To this as we go into the TRN section because we got some things to discuss.
compared to you, a Mother Teresa. I mean, compare you're a fucking pit bull with rabies and herpes.
Thank you. Too late to make friends.
Get your nose out of my butt.
Got true colors.
No, but it's a myth that liberals are tolerant. That's just something that's the right
says.
So
true.
They want to paint us that way when we get pissed off at you. But you're supposed to be talking. No, we're assholes like you are.
Yeah.
We're just about it. We're just assholes
about
different
things.
People are people. Assholes are assholes.
I got you.
I never said I wasn't an asshole.
Okay.
No, I'm just.
A tough argument, but nonetheless.
I'm a live and let live person. That's the difference. It's not tolerance. It's like, well, if you're not fucking with me, what do I give a shit?
Well, I'm that way too. Well. Me for the most part, I'm the same way.
Yeah,
you're being
sucked to the right, my friend.
No. If you're not bothered, if you're not bothering me or aggravating me, then it's fine.
But then more things are aggravating you. than it used to bother you.
Yes.
So whereas things don't really, as I'm getting older.
I was going to say that. As I get older, more things aggravate me.
I got to tell you, though, lately I've been a grouch.
What?
Right, finally. Are we talking the past 50 years?
I'm talking the past, month and a half. Now.
No. No, Joe.
And you had to see the way he was, like, showing his bottom teeth when he said that, like he was going to bite somebody.
The only time where you were not a grouch was the 3 weeks after you came back to the show and you were walking around on eggshells. Other than that, you've been a prick the whole time.
Okay. Let me. Oh, slow down. Let me preface this. I didn't say I'm not a grouch.
Okay.
I'm not a grouch. I've been more of a grouch.
Hyper grouch.
Just less tolerant or less patient with things.
Grouch on steroids.
How is that possible?
I don't know. In the past month and a half. Now, look at the situation. I'm in a house I love, on a person I love. Everything is great.
Sure.
You know, I'm happy. I don't have a lunatic running around my house anymore.
Well, you do.
Running around.
But it's just one. It's just you.
Things are good.
Sure.
Things are good. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Things are good. Rule. But I've just been like, I just like they told, like an example, that guy playing the lottery games down there.
Yeah.
You know,
how dare he.
I had another guy come up. I was on the way to rehearsal 3 weeks ago, and there's a rest stop. When you get on the Palisades after the GW, there's a rest stop, first rest stop. So I got out of the car, and I get out of my truck, and we just want to run to the bathroom before I go to practice. And some guy goes, "Hey, excuse me." I'm like, "Yeah. You know, the dent on your back of the truck, I have a way to fix that. What you do is," and as he's talking, I just take stuff I have in my car and I start to throw it in the garbage pail. I walk over the garbage pail.
He's trying to help you.
Yeah, but I walk around. And then what you could do is you could take the solution and stuff. And he goes, "You know, you're rude." And I go, "Did I once ask for your opinion?" I don't give a shit. Go fuck yourself.
How dare you try to help me?
And he goes,
"Who the fuck do
I go,
you think
who
you
did
are?
I ask you?" I go, "Well, I don't give a
Well, it's a body own. Shop.
I told him, I go, "My God." I go, "My yeah." Funny. No, just some like hipster dude. And he's like,
So you've already dismissed him because he doesn't look like he knows what the
no,
fuck
who
he's doing.
No,
he's wearing really tight pants and had a beard.
Mind his own fucking business. Mind his own fucking business. I didn't ask his opinion. I didn't go screw himself. I didn't ask him. Oh, yeah, I'll go to, instead of going to a body shop, I'll ask this hipster asshole in a fucking mini bun or whatever they're wearing.
But what happens if he was right?
I know how to fix the thing.
You just choose not to.
I don't have the time. But then he's going, "You know, it's a shame there's people like you in the world." I go,
he's right.
I go, no. I told him, I go, "The problem is there's not enough people like me in the world."
Oh, yeah, but you're tolerant.
And then I go, "You want advice on my car? Let me look at your car."
Oh,
it's a rusting piece of shit that should have a gasoline thrown on it.
Did you say that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Well, compared to you, I am tolerant.
Yes.
I don't fucking snap at people trying to help.
I don't know what's funny. The way that when he said it, the look on his face. I wish we had this was visual. Just the look on his, like, innocent little
Well, because
I know.
Just like, well, what you saying? I'm not tolerant. But then you're fucking reading a guy a riot act.
But I didn't. Well, I didn't say, "Well, you should be more like me." I didn't say that.
That's
you
a good
said
thing.
You said his car should be lit on fire.
I understand that. I still stand behind that.
I understand, but he was
and he
trying
should
to
jump in and drive off to into a pole. Yeah,
this is a man that was trying to be nice.
But it's nobody asked his business. Nobody cares.
And Joe's like, "I didn't ask you to be nice to me."
Don't you be nice to me. Nobody's nice to me.
But who asked his I have a
what do you
gives
want?
A shit? Who I'm in a fucking pole? Cares. Are you Earl Shives? Get out of here.
Only, girl,
you'll get anyone.
Listen
yeah,
to me now, Joe's girl.
But I got to take that lamp.
Joe's girl, you're doing it wrong. Stop treating him well. Kick him in the nuts. That's what he appreciates.
That's what he likes.
Treat him like shit. How dare you try to be nice? He's not into that. That's not who Joe T. Curry is.
No.
How dare you try to spread some knowledge and help me?
No.
I'm on the way to a fucking gig for a band that can't even put out an album because nobody's motivated enough. And I'm not motivated enough to fix
We're
this
motivated.
Dent in the car.
But what
You're
makes me-
motivated to. Not everybody else is.
No, pretty much not. We're going to think is going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But just remember, a good nut stomping is what he's looking forward to.
I tell
to
you,
Joe's
though.
Girl.
Joe's
girl says, "I have to remember that."
Funny. One of the, you know what's
you
funny,
You won't
though?
Think so when it happens.
One of the most the most funniest and rudest things you could ever do is like...
Invite you over to a party?
No, I'm a good party person. But anyway.
Yeah, you're drunk. I can't argue that.
Yeah, there you go. But if you're... like, sometimes some will come up to me, you know, I'll be looking at something, and... "Hey, you know, that thing is really nice. You know, did you notice? You like, they just start a conversation,
yeah.
And then you just walk away while they're in mid-sentence."
No.
It is hysterical.
You do that to
you
me?
You do that?
Who asked their opinion? I don't give a...
This explains so much about you. You don't care about anybody else's opinion.
I don't.
You just talked about how traveling... You were agreeing with me. Traveling, you could see other perspectives.
Yeah.
And 5 minutes later, you're like, "Fuck you, I don't give a shit what you think."
It depends. You know what, though? It does depend on the topic. If I'm looking at a...
Depends if you have PMS
if
or not.
If I'm looking at a display of paper towels and Stop and Shop, and some guy comes up, you know, they were four for a dollar last week, I'm going to walk away, okay? Now, if I'm at the...
Really? You don't have time?
Even give them a moment of your time?
No, because it's a stupid conversation. Now, if I'm...
Are you familiar with this show? You do it for 3 hours.
Now... If I'm at the car show and I'm looking at a Chevelle or something like that, and a guy comes up, you know, you have the 454 in this, I'll stop and go, yeah, but there was.
Well, how is the paper towel guy supposed to know you're not as interested in paper towels as he is?
So you should pick up a copy of Joe Curry Today, sold on newsstands everywhere.
Wait, right after the French magazine with Trump and Tom and Dumber, Joe Curry Today. Don't be confused with Joe Curry Yesterday, because it's a whole fucking different edition.
Hold on, funniest bit of understatement ever. Joe's girl says he's moody.
Moody. You put a mood ringer on Joe's finger, it fucking kills itself. No, this is too
much. It tries to crush his finger.
I got to get out of here.
Joe's girl, I'm not moody. Well,
Joe's gonna be nice to Joe's girl because there's oral involved. We're not, you know, he doesn't have to be that nice to me or you because there's not. We're not gonna fuck you. No matter how much you ask.
Joe's girl says that Joe left her to talk to this guy in the furniture store because Joe just walked away.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You just said you love her and you fucking walked away.
Because I was looking at I went to go look at the coffee table. You were discussing that thing and I wanted to go look at the
Joe's
coffee
girl,
table.
Yeah, Joe's girl, you're no coffee table.
No. I wanted defense, to take counselor. A picture of the coffee table.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want. Yes, I'm going honest. To walk away from the person I love so I can take a picture of a coffee
because
table.
Because she was asking some questions, and there was a coffee table that we wanted to get, which we actually did get, and I wanted to take a look at it again and take a picture of it so I could just match it to my couch back at the house.
And that couldn't wait for her to finish talking.
But no. Because she was...
Because it has four legs, it can walk away.
Because she was running the conversation, and she had a handle on the conversation, and she could fill me in with anything she wanted to say. She was running the conversation. I was almost like a bystander to the conversation. Really? If you
sorry, saw, he, like a kid with like...
You got to put Joe on a leash like when he was a child.
No, yeah. like ADD child wanders
still,
off.
Maybe it hasn't gone away, but
clearly.
But still.
Honestly, I'm busting your balls. I get it. Boring conversation.
But it wasn't a boring conversation.
If she wasn't listening, it was a boring conversation.
No, it was a conversation that she was having with the salesperson.
There was no conversation about coffee tables that
was
interesting.
Which she had a handle on. I'm like, all right, let me use this opportunity
so you were
to
actually,
go look at the coffee table.
You were
table.
Actually displaying your trust and the competence of Joe's girl to handle this coffee table discussion.
I just played my trust in Joe's girl on a lot of stuff. So she's decorated most of the house. She picked out the colors for the bedroom.
Well, God forbid you make a decision.
No, I value her. She found the bedroom set.
Did she go to a furniture store? Because that's where you find them.
That's where we went. This was at the furniture store.
You
could have
found one, too. You just got to walk in. They're all over the place.
I'll tell you a story. I found one that I liked.
Right.
And
I told...
Shut up. Davin got up and walked across the room.
Pip will handle this. Pip is under control.
And meanwhile, I just turned and looked at you like, where the fuck are you going?
See, it's fucking rude when somebody's talking about furniture and you get up and walk away, stupid.
No, talk to Harder. Fuck you.
She'll walk away, too. You're just talking to yourself.
All right, fine.
Yeah, we've seen how that works.
But no, I actually found a bedroom set that I really, really liked. And she goes, this is nice. How about this one over here? Which was this, it's this rough sawn looking bedroom set, which I felt, and I love it. I'm like, holy smokes, I never saw that. You know, and it was, you know, so she was very, very helpful. She brings out all little knick-knacky things to decorate the place. It's really nice.
Do you have your Hummel collection up yet?
Working on it.
How about your precious moments? Have you unpacked them?
Oh, God damn it. I was just trying to get that out.
Enough of unpacking precious moments. I just found my winter clothes where I borrowed them.
Now, have you dusted off your plates from the Franklin Mint? Are those on display yet?
No,
fucking homo.
The ones in the songbird?
He gets his own plate. And there's knickknacks and there's flames. Stink!
I don't stink! It's my first place. Don't you got to remember the old house?
I had a first place too. I didn't fag it up.
I did, but
well, you think you didn't?
No, I didn't. It was a mess. I didn't clean it up, but
well,
I didn't.
It's not a bachelor. The goal is not to make it a bachelor pad.
What's the goal, Joe?
The goal is to make it a nice house.
And she got the pots and pans.
She got the pots and pans, yes. We unearthed
I'm
those.
Reading that in the chat. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm not a medium, you know?
Unearth them. What'd you get them from fucking Pompeii? What are you talking? Unearth them. You went to Crate and Barrel, stupid. You weren't on an expedition.
No, those were those pots and pans were the last thing I packed when we had an hour left to go to the closing. And I'm Joey's like, those are yours. And I'm like, okay. So blah, blah, blah,
blah. I'm never going to use them.
A lot of stuff. You know, I packed on the.
So what is the goal?
On the fly.
So is this going to be a house of marriage?
Maybe.
Well, because if not, this is awfully gay.
No.
By the way, Joe's girl interjects, not fagged up, not full of knickknacks.
No.
She's a chick. What does she fucking know? No. I remember before Joe's girl had what Joe was going to have in his place. None of this shit. No. The Matchbox cars were going to be on display. There was going to be concert posters. He was going to be a man. A young man, but a man.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about that. I had, like I said, my music room isn't done yet because I don't have time to get to it. I got to do my office first, and I got to do this, that, and the other
thing. You got to dust the pots and pans.
Right. But my music room, when I was packing, I'm going to hang this in a new place. I'm going to put this. But I just laid out $130 on Benjamin Moore paint for that room.
You're not in a big hurry.
I'm not tacking shit on that room.
It's really difficult to do.
You guys should go to Sears and buy a nice print. That's what you should do.
No. She says she's got pictures for the wall.
Got them already at IKEA.
Did you put the Cuba picture up?
That I still got to find.
I thought that was So Joe. Is a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is cool.
It's a classic car, which he fucking loves.
Yeah.
Well, he used to.
But you have to.
Until he was told not to.
Yeah, what? No.
He's not a lot.
Well, I got one. There's one nice picture. And if you walk into my house, it's like, all right, we get it. You like the seashore. Because you walk into my house, I got a lighthouse in front. Then you walk up and there's like a little pier thing, and then it says welcome to the beach. And then you come in, and then I have a picture of a nice beach scene, and I have a seashell clock,
jellyfish in the front yard in case somebody gets too close.
Even eavesdropping, okay?
That Portuguese man of war is
like you're making your beach house in the middle of the Long Island.
That's what I'm doing. However, you go into my bedroom, and my bedroom's got a nice brown color, and the woods overlook the window. So that we're going for like a woods sort of scene. You know, like I'm trying to find a painting of woods and stuff like that. Yeah.
He's got a theme
What's
going to
be the city room? Where you have big buildings and shit. Maybe some cement instead of fucking tile on the floor.
Most likely the office. And the thing, talking about that.
That's the kitchen.
I made my office one room that has.
Got a little food truck in there.
I have my office where the pergo floor is.
Oh.
And because the way it's contoured, I go over my desk. And I already built the desk. I have to unassemble it and bring it out. My music room is going to have carpeting in it. But when I go to practice, I have a couple of. I have 15 keyboards. I only have one set up in the room now because everything's packed till it's painted. But with the carpet, everything is rocking back and forth. And I'm like, shit. But I got to fit all those keys in there, and I got to put my console in there and stuff like that. So I'm going to figure that out. But these are
16
good.
Would be overkill, but 15 is just right.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Yes. When you were all set up, because basically they were all in that room for my old room forever, my old music room forever. So I just dragged stuff in and set it up until I had to move everything. And I had to get my clothes. I had to move most of everything. It's still in cases. And as I'm bringing out the 12th keyboard, I'm like, all right, I really need to relax with it.
It's your collection. You collect.
Yeah,
I know. Thing.
It's
all
awesome.
Right. All right, let's take our first break. We did a lot of show.
Wow.
Yeah.
We did a lot of show. Well, we haven't been together in a while. All right. On the break, new music from Zero UK with the song Things You Love and Pocket in Red with Rock and Roll. And then on the break after that, is Signs of the Sky with Fearless. And you can learn more about all three of those artists at deucemusic.com. We'll be right back.